This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Our little show travels through the mighty forests and sparkling lakes found where trainloads of taconite, timber, and grain traverse the mighty boreal forests of the North Country. Living in northern Minnesota, we keep a close eye on the natural world. That's why when headlines blared across the state about the declining moose population, none of us were shocked. We don't see as many moose as we used to. And while the reasons for their decline are both nuanced and many, our Great Northern Radio players will tonight seek to answer the question, where are the moose?
I don't care about all your mumbo jumbo about disease and global warming. I want to know where the moose are.
Governor, we're just a pair of student researchers from Bemidji State. We're only telling you about the population survey.
Yes, Governor, there are many reasons why the moose might be in decline, but we have to prepare for the possibility of a moose-less Minnesota.
You've shown me yours. Now I'll show you mine.
What are you talking about, Governor?
Numbers! This is from my economic team. Do you see this pie chart? That's our economy. You can see it all right here. Farming, mining, manufacturing, professional services. Do you see this big one right here?
Yes, sir.
That's decorative moose art. Without decorative moose art, the state economy will collapse, and I'll be replaced by the next hack who promises to kidnap moose from Canada.
Is that even possible?
We tried it once. Kind of a Black Hawk Down situation. Really, we best not talk about that. No, what I need is for you to go back to the woods and find me a moose. Figure out how it thinks. Figure out its next move. Be the moose.
Be the moose?
Be the moose. We used to have a guy we'd bring in to do this, but we had to lay him off with all the budget cuts. I'll see that you both graduate with honors if you do this.
Governor, is that legal?
I'm the governor. Just don't tell anyone, okay? If this leaks on Twitter, I'm hosed.
We'll do our best, Governor.
Be the moose.
Be the moose.
Our researchers travel north into the great forests of Clearwater County looking for signs of the majestic moose. Deep in the woods and the swamps, our scientific duo find tracks.
We must be close. I smell moose. Look, over there in the swamp, a moose.
She's gorgeous.
She's enormous.
She can hear you.
Annie, did you slip something into the coffee creamer?
Just creamer, I swear.
Oh, I know. A talking moose. So surprising. People watch that Boo Wonkle show and lap it up. But the real thing is some kind of a shock.
You mean Bullwinkle?
Oh, honey, that's just the role he plays on TV. TV isn't real.
Wait a minute. This could be a good thing. Madam Moose?
Madam, oh my! No one's called me that since the rot.
We're actually up here researching. You. We need to know where all the moose have gone. Your population has dropped off. A lot of you have some kind of strange disease. They even canceled the moose hunting season in Minnesota.
They did! OMG, the plan worked! Hey, everybody, come out! The coast is clear!
It is! Hey, fish hands! Here we are! Oh, this is great! I love this! My goodness!
That's great news, kiddo. That means for everything, right? None of that muzzle-loading crap.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You've only been pretending to die off to avoid hunting?
Ooh, you're a smart one. Little bit of zombie makeup and a roll in the landfill, and people will think you're dead. Ah! You don't give us much credit. What do you think we are, deer?
Oh, burn! Burn!
Oh, burn! Snaps! Hey, Dolly, how many deer does it take to open a fridge?
I don't know.
Three. One to open the fridge, another one to stare at the light and freeze, and the third one to run out into the living room for no reason. Here's another one. What do you call a one-eyed deer? I have no idea. Here's another one. Two deer does walk into a bar.
She said deer does.
Oh, deer does! Stop it!
Deer does.
This is not that kind of a shoe. No, two deer does walk into a bar and say to the bartender, "What do you have to do to get a beer in this place?" And the bartender says, $3.
$3.
Well, that's a good one. But seriously, we need to ask you some questions about global warming.
Global warming? Wait a minute. So you're saying the world is round? Holy scat. just messing with you. We moose have known the world as a sphere rotating on its axis for a long time. Hey, did you hear the one about the deer who was so dumb he walked up to a bunch of hunters because he smelled pee?
Why? Don't they all do that?
Ooh, snap, girl! You got a hot hand.
Wait a minute. We just need to confirm that the moose population is actually healthy. So we're going to start seeing guys around more now?
Well, it depends. Are you guys going to start hunting us again?
Well, we can't control that. That's a DNR decision.
DNR! One of those guys probed me one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't even buy me dinner first.
Well, for crying out loud.
If that's the case, we're going to stay out of sight. Yeah, we're going to be about as visible as a deer at a Mensa meeting. Hey, stop me if you've heard this one. Knock, knock.
How do moose know about doors? You can't even fit through a door.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A hunter.
A hunter who?
Bang, bang, bang. What are you, a deer? Get away from the door. Hey, folks, I'll be here all night. I'm nocturnal. Tip your waitress and try the venison.
Oh, the venison. Oh, hey, Rocky.
What do we tell the governor? Nothing. We tell him nothing.